This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Do you think the media has been trying to destroy Dez Bryant? That's one question. And also, what do you think the outcome is going to be for Dez tomorrow? Because with Dez, I don't think that on this show we've tried to destroy him. I think we've presented a very balanced opinion about Dez,
yeah,
a very balanced opinion about Dak, and a very balanced opinion about the Cowboys in general without being too positive or too negative. We try to give you, if Kevin thinks one thing, I'm not going to say it just because. I say it because I really believe it, and I believe that there's still something left with Dez Bryant. Is it worth the money he's being paid?
Okay, so I think that Dez, like, is a little paranoid, and what he defines as trying to destroy someone is different than what I think. Like, you said that you think Dez has still got something left. I say, especially compared to what he gets paid, he doesn't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think he has what it takes to be that elite-level receiver anymore. And the reason why I think this comes up is because I think Dez believes that people saying that are trying to destroy him. And when I say I don't think Dez has what it takes to be elite anymore, I'm not trying to destroy him. I'm not making any personal attacks against him. I'm telling you what I've seen over the last 3 years is I don't think he has what it takes anymore to stay healthy enough and be productive enough to be an elite receiver. And I think he feels that people who say that are trying to destroy him, and I think that's nonsense.
And he's continuing to reply to pretty much everybody that's saying anything on Twitter right now. Somebody said, the fact you mention it, you're bothered, or that you're not bothered, you're a shell of yourself. Somebody said that to him on Twitter. And he said, I really don't understand that. I've learned to be smart. I've learned to protect myself. I've learned there is life after football. I've learned to enjoy the blessing. I could go on and on, but you really are not worth it. Now,
I mean, but they were, because he responded.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen to this part, though. I've learned to be smart. I've learned to protect myself. I've learned there's life after football. And we heard him say, I'm not playing injured anymore. I'm not playing hurt anymore.
Sure.
And Kevin, we've seen player after player after player leave a team, quit football altogether, because the more we hear and learn about CTE, the more there becomes a concern amongst players.
Yeah.
And we, here was the big thing, right? We said, will it ever affect football really? Well, not if the players keep playing. Not if the players keep saying, you know what, we're going to play the game because the money is too damn good. Well, Dez is at a point where he's got his money, and does he have to go out there and do that to himself because he understands there's still life after football?
Okay, so this might be controversial. Maybe you'll jump on board. Maybe people will get mad. I don't know. I don't really want players who are playing smart on my team.
I understand that.
You know,
we have that discussion constantly about how it's not healthy to play the sport.
Okay, exactly.
But look, we want to win at all costs, so we have to have players go out there and play hurt.
You know what? Okay, as long as we're making bold statements, I'm going to make another bold statement. I'm not concerned with Dez Bryant's life after football because I am just a fan. I have never met him in real life for more than, I don't know, 15 seconds. So if he decides, but the thing is, he's a parent, he's a person, and so he damn sure should care about his life after football. But that's not my job. My job is to say, yay, go Cowboys. And I want my player to give it everything he's got. And if the player is saying, this is not a smart decision for how I'll be able to walk, how I'll be able to dad, how I'll be able to live after football, I totally get that. That's not really the player I want on my team.
Well, and let me
I know that probably sounds bad
to
some
people. No, it's a fan. You're a fan. It'll sound bad to people who have known somebody affected by it. It'll be sad to somebody who's seen Tony Dorsett walking around.
And I wish no ill will to any people like
that. But I had this conversation on my Facebook page with a couple of guys that designed our first ever KNC logo. I said, you know, I look at the hockey players. We were talking hockey at the time. And I said, you know, Hitchcock's style grinds on people. And I don't know if that style works with today's athlete, because after so long they give up because they have the money. And somebody replied to me and said, these are hockey players. These are guys that get stitched up and get back out on the ice. They go sacrifice their bodies for this sport. You're telling me that we have to worry about their feelings? No, get out of here. And yeah, these are millionaires that are realizing how much power they actually have now. That's what they realize. They have the power over their own body. Back in the 70s and 80s, whenever they were making $30,000 a year, they didn't have the same type of power that they have now.
Sure.
It's weird that they didn't know that it injured their brain whenever they got hit in the head, but they didn't know about the things, the facts that they have now. So now that's a big problem that poses is you have multimillionaires that are like, I'm set. And the sport has outpaid itself. Essentially, that's what it's done. It pays so much to these players now that they can think on next level, on the next level, the next plane for themselves. How do I protect myself? How do I keep being taken advantage of by the system? And that's what they're sitting here looking at, Dez Bryant's. And that's probably what's going to be discussed in the next CBA, right? At the next CBA, they're going to, this is probably a huge story to launch into that Dez maybe isn't even exposing us to yet. He's saying, though, I'm not going to play injured. I have a life after football, and I know I can do things after football. That's one of the reasons that I have to take care of myself.
And that's
one thing.
I was going to say, that's one of the reasons that I definitely don't want him to get paid what he gets paid now, because he's not worth it. So
you want a young, dumb rookie who has no money and is hungry to go out there and win a Super Bowl.
Heck yeah. And then if they earn that second contract and they live up to it, that's fine. Emmett lived up to his contract, and so that's fine. The bottom line is you can blame it on whoever. You place the blame on whoever you like. I don't care about that. All I know is that since he signed his contract, he's not been effective. And here's a couple of things. So Dez says that he's not going to play hurt anymore, okay? Which means we've been getting more out of him game-wise than we should have. In the last 3 years, he's missed 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. And this was his first healthy season since 2014, and he seemed to let us know that he was hurt then. So he sounds injury-prone from that perspective. And secondly, he hasn't had more than 838 yards in a season in 4 years. And again, you can blame that on whoever you want, but it's just not happening. Whatever the reason is, he has not been effective. And if you think it's Dak's fault, well, Dak ain't going anywhere. So something has to change. I would love it if we kept Dez Bryant. I just want to say for the record, I'm in the camp of keeping Dez Bryant, but I think he should take a $4 to $6 million pay cut to make him a more productive player of this team. And the byproduct of that is we're more likely to win with that extra money. Because I've said this many times before, I don't think the Cowboys can win on a level playing field.
From Dez Bryant, I'm a Dallas Cowboy. You know what comes with being a Dallas Cowboy. You know, it's been a lot of talk, A lot of people care about my thoughts. I do what I want, if that answers your, question. So he's saying that he's a Dallas Cowboy. Now, Kevin, here's another possible scenario I want to throw out there. And I don't know what position he could hold. What if they said, Dez, we don't think you have it anymore. If you're worried about your brain, if you're worried about these other things, why not do what other legendary Cowboys have done and remain in Dallas after your career and live off the luxury that you have of being a former Dallas Cowboy? A former Dallas Cowboy, legendary receiver. Two, 3 year period where he was a legendary receiver from his rookie year until maybe his fifth year, right before his contract. He made legendary things happen. You were like, oh, the touchdown numbers were so amazing.
That's why you had to keep him.
He's going to be the biggest.
That's why you had to keep him.
Why not work himself, instead of getting cut and leaving and going to play for the Packers, or getting cut and going to play with Tom Brady for the Super Bowl, would the Cowboys want to, say, come back into the family, just not as a player? And would that be the weirdest?
What a stunning turn of events that would be.
This whole offseason has been the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen an ownership group drag something out like this. They did it with his contract.
Yeah, they did.
On his free agency contract.
That's why we lost DeMarco Murray, remember?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a lot of different things there. They were like, oh, he's old. They did the Steve Nash thing with him. But they've drugged this out so long, or dragged it out so far. It's just a really weird situation. And I don't know if Dez is walking into this blind and thinking to himself, no, I'm a Cowboy. Why would I think anything different? And that's what he keeps saying on Twitter, is I have to control what I can control. He can't control if there's something that doesn't exist out there of him being cut. Now, if it does, Nobody's told him. So he can't control that.
Yeah.
So what is he supposed to do? He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, training and preparing like he's supposed to come back out as a Cowboy. I anticipate a very thorough conversation, and Jerry Jones is going to sell it to him and explain to him why the Cowboys are a bigger thing than Dez Bryant or Jerry Jones.
Well, they 817. I don't understand why people think players should take pay cuts. They earn the contract the teams give them. Dez gets paid what he gets paid because of how he played before he got the contract. Now, that's false, according to front offices. And we can talk with Frank about this as well. Front offices don't pay you for what you've already done. That would make no benefit to them. They pay you for what they're projecting you to do. And Dez has not played as well as he was projected. Am I mad at the Cowboys? Of course I am, because I think the Cowboys make poor financial decisions all the time. I would love it if they went to the table and they discussed this and just more rationally. Like, the Cowboys should go, look, it hasn't worked, but we're not going to draw a line in the sand and say you have to take $8 million off or you're out. And I don't want Dez to come to the table and be like, I'm Dez Bryant, I'm not taking a pay cut, because that will end with him being cut tomorrow.
Yes.
I would love it if both of them said, you think zero, I think eight, how about we take $4 million off? And if you say that Dez shouldn't have to do that, then that's his right.
Mm-hmm.
He can just say, no, we have a contract, I decline your pay cut. And they'll say, okay, see ya. And that very well could happen tomorrow. I hope that nobody in that meeting tomorrow is stubborn. I hope that the people have a conversation that is open and honest. I hope Jerry Jones can say, for whatever reason, you haven't been good in the last 3 years. And I hope Dez Bryant can fire back. And if he thinks it's Lenahan, he thinks it's Dak, he thinks it's whatever, I want them to all get their true feelings out on the table and then see if they can figure it out. And if they can't, well, at least you gave it a real shot.
Now, let's take aside the player part of it, the physical play, because I would want Dez to also say, you know what, you're right, I haven't been that same player that I typically am, and things can work better. I'm going to work harder and get out there, and I want to do it, and let's go win a Super Bowl together. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to happen. But the other part of it that I need to ask, do you think this is part of the discussion, is what goes on in the locker room? How he is the most veteran wide receiver. He is the guy that everybody looks up to on that in that wide receiver group, because he's the alpha man. That's exactly what he is. So they're all going to look at him and say, okay, I'm following that guy's lead. Now, when we talk about Dirk, and, you know, setting up Dennis Smith Jr. and whoever the next guy is for the future and showing them how to grind through the thing. And Dirk is the least controversial player you'll ever see.
Right.
The only controversy that Dirk has ever had, it was the Crystal Taylor thing. And
that wasn't even his fault.
And then he went out and dominated on the court, that night. So is the personality just the conflict of interest? Is that something that they're saying, okay, with this young group, we need to, because they did it with Steve Smith, right? Steve Smith, see ya, Cam Newton's our leader.
Yeah.
And so are they at a point where they're saying, we have to make this decision because his presence in that locker room is too big to let everybody else grow into the leaders they need to be?
I'm not saying this is fair by any means, but if your question was, if Dez Bryant was more quiet, would this conversation be happening? I think it would not. I think if Dez Bryant just went about his business in a perceived manner of staying quiet, which again, I'm not saying that's how any athlete should be, but I bet if he walked around and didn't really say a whole lot like Romo used to not, or Dak does not now, then I don't really think there would be an issue. I think it's the decline in production mixed with that perceived volatility that lead them to be like, well, this doesn't work anymore.
Volatility is such a good word. And that's a real, I'm proud of you for that word.
Thank you. And again, I said perceived. I'm not saying that he's volatile, because I hate the idea that whenever Tom Brady does it, everyone's like, he's so passionate. And whenever Dez does it, it's a crybaby. You should have the same opinion on both players, regardless of what it is. And yes, I do think that plays into it. And I do think, fair or unfair, they're worried about how the locker room culture might go if he continues to be unhappy. I wonder if they come to the table and say, we want you to take a $4 to $6 million pay cut, will you still be happy with that? I would love for him to be honest and say, no, if you cut my pay, I'm going to be pissed.
I think he's too emotional. And that's not a bad thing. I think he's too emotional to sit down and say, okay, am I at that point? Now, here's the other thing. Would they be able to negotiate a thing where he could say, okay, you know what? If I go out and have an awesome season, and I know that's incentively.
Sure.
Incentives. If I go out and have an awesome season, I want to go to another team then.
Oh, wow, another team?
If I take this pay cut for you guys, I want to go out and I want another opportunity to go get another big contract before I'm done. And, I mean, obviously with all the things we know about Des, I'm not playing injured, I'm not doing these things. What are the options that Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and Des Bryant are all going to sit down at the table and have in front of them, and where are they going to go with it? Kevin, there's no doubt about it. After what Des started tweeting out today, tomorrow is the most anticipated meeting in DFW history.
It's definitely up there. Might I offer an alternative suggestion that might make all parties happy as well? Is he's essentially making $16.5 million next year with the signing bonus, but only $8 million of it is guaranteed. Year after that, $16.5 again, but only $4 million of that is guaranteed. Why not cut it down to $12.5 million, but you say, if you hit certain parameters, I'll guarantee all $16.5 million next year. And if you hit these parameters, I'll bump it up to $18.5 million. I think that's the type of, like you said, incentive-laden deal, plus it would keep him here. Which, again, I think a lot of people want him to stay, but a lot of them, like me, want him to do it at a reduced rate. Because you see 16 and a half people like, he's a bum, get him out of town. But I think there's a lot of people that if you said he's now making 11, you'd be like, oh, well, let's see what he's got.
Yeah, probably so. Well, just because if he was making 11 and you said 7, that would probably appease people more,
yeah,
right? Specifically the number, just a reduced rate from what he's using.
Absolutely. And bottom line is, one thing I do agree when it comes to fandom and the DFW, he is still Des effing Bryant.
He's freaking Des. Throw up the X.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.